At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, time to bring on our special guest for today. She's a part of Husker Online. She's a Hearst Journalism Award winner, and she covers volleyball, all right, softball, basketball, women's sports, football, recruiting. And I've been told she also co-teaches a class at the University of Nebraska with Nick Sainer, Miss Abby Barmore. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining me. All right, first question. What is it like teaching a class and teaching a class at the university? And is Nick any good as a teacher or not?
You know what? Nick's actually pretty good. He does a great job. And I wouldn't say we necessarily teach the class, but we do help out and offer our expertise. And I guess I say that with quotes around it, right? Our expertise.
I heard Nick it in your tone. Yep.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really cool to, get to know the younger generation. And it's a little bit of a pressure, you know, to share with what we've learned over these, you know, last few years doing this. But it's fun. I enjoy it.
All right, so we're going to kind of bounce all over the place because you cover a whole plethora of things. So let's start with volleyball. All right, you actually predicted, and then it came true yesterday, 6'4", middle blocker, Kenna Coghill, all right, would be transferring to Nebraska or committing to the Nebraska. That happened. That came true as of yesterday. What made you believe that Kenna was going to be joining the Big Red, and what can Husker volleyball fans expect to see out of her?
Yeah, so what you're talking about, what I kind of predicted was Nebraska has a dream team camp that they do every summer. It's the second weekend of July, and they basically invite what they think is the best, you know, high school volleyball players in the country. There are even some girls that are going to be freshmen in high school, so that's kind of where they get all their recruiting done. But Kenna Coghill did go to that camp in 2022, and she really stood out. She did some really nice things, and I know that she caught Nebraska's eye. And then, you know, fast forward, I guess, 3 years later, she's going to be a Husker. She is joining this 2025 class. So she arrives in May, and then she'll be a freshman. But they'll have six freshmen now, 16 players on this roster, which is a little bit more than John Cook preferred to carry. But Danny Bussum Kelly is obviously comfortable with doing that. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, Kenna, she's a great player, and she's won at a high level. And her and Terea Sigler, who is also a freshman this year, they played club volleyball together with Arizona Storm, and they won two national championships in club, and that's really hard to do. So she's a winner, right? She's tall, she's lengthy, she's athletic. So I think she's a really good addition to this roster.
Yeah, and she's currently rated the number 24 prospect in the class of 2025, right? Everyone's obviously excited about Danny Bussum Kelly being the new volleyball coach here at the University of Nebraska. What do you anticipate? Because every coach is a little bit different. All right, so what do you anticipate she's going to do similarly, yet a little bit differently than John Cook did for so long? Obviously, everyone anticipates her to have great success, but what do you think she may do just a smidge differently than Coach Cook did, kind of in her own style?
Yeah, I mean, we're already seeing it right now. She's going to have 16 on this roster, and John really preferred to have 14. That was kind of the max that he wanted. So I think that will be a little bit different. But also just, I'm not like kind of the way that she interacts with players, because John, like towards the end, right, he was doing TikToks and fun things like that. But Danny's players, they really, really love her, and not saying that John's don't, but I think it's just a different kind of love and respect, right? It's someone who has been there and done that and done at the highest levels. And Danny says she has seen the highest of highs and the lowest of lows of college volleyball, right? She turned Louisville into a winning program, took it to its first two national championship games. But yeah, I mean, she's a hardcore competitor, just like John. But I mean, she's going to open up her first game is going to be in PBA, and that is something that John Cook never did.
So she, you mentioned it. She did some great things at the Louisville program. They weren't bad before she got there. They were 12-18 the season before she arrived as her head coach, but she took them to heights they'd frankly never been before. A couple of number one overall seeds, as you mentioned, a couple of national championship matches. What do you think she did at Louisville that works so well that she can bring with her to Nebraska specifically?
Yeah. Right. I already mentioned, like, she has a great relationship with her players, but like on top of that, she took players who were not as highly recruited probably as Nebraska's, right? They all have basically a bunch of five-star equivalents on their team. But she took a bunch of players that were good in their own right and made them even better and turned them into, you know, right? They won a bunch of, like, ACC championships. She turned them into winners. She turned them into All-Americans. So just kind of having developed and developed a championship program. And at Louisville, they started getting more and more attendance, more attention, more viewership on TV, right? They were ranked higher and higher. So I think that is really going to help her here. She knows the pressure and how important it is at Nebraska volleyball to win because she played in Nebraska, because she coached in Nebraska as an assistant, but also because how important that was to her when she was running her own program. And towards the end, when she was at Louisville, they did have high expectations. That last year, the Final Four was hosted in Louisville, and there is a lot of pressure to get to the Final Four when you're hosting it in your hometown. And John Cook knows that, right? Like, when they hosted in Omaha, he felt pressure the whole year. People would comment about it to him. So I think that is huge for her. She understands the pressure, but she knows how to work under it too.
All right, so we're going to switch gears here just a little bit. Let's go to Nebraska softball. They're 12-4 on the season. They've won three games in a row. The bats are lighting up. Those bats are not ice cold. They're heating up. They're setting records when it comes to home runs. They hit four home runs in a row the other day, which I don't think I've ever seen in my lifetime. What do you think is one of the reasons, okay, that they're hitting the ball so well, they're putting it in play, they're making great contact? But the other flip side of that is some of their losses been against ranked teams, all against ranked teams, all four losses. But they've had a couple of games where they've gone 0-13 and 0-14 with runners on base and or in scoring position. Mm-hmm. How do they keep that consistent in the at-bats that matter the most?
I think that's probably on the top of Rhonda Rivelle's to-do list this week, is trying to figure out how Nebraska can kind of crack through when they're batting against really good pitchers. They've faced some really good pitchers this year. And they haven't been as successful, but also, like, it is very different because pitchers are different, but it's the same, right? Like, you're still the player that has hit 10 home runs. Ava Cruzak has hit 10 home runs. She leaves the country. Nebraska leaves the country with 36 home runs. So just, like, keeping after it, but also, like, don't get down on yourself about it because it keeps happening. But yeah, they're just not getting hits in really important moments. They've lost to four ranked teams. That's the only teams that they've lost to. But it was because they couldn't get hits late or even throughout the game. Like Duke, they had, you know, a lot of players in scoring position. It was 0-0 and they went to extra innings and they gave up three runs in the top of the eighth and it was over from there. So yeah.
All right. So I played a little bit of baseball growing up, and when you're a home run hitter, sometimes the big situation comes up, and sometimes all that situation calls for is just putting the ball in play. And a lot of times, yeah, if you're unable to just put the ball in play, that's where you'll see the zero on the left-hand side of the column and like a 13 or 14 on the other hand side of the column when it comes to runners on base or runners in scoring position. So sometimes just switching the mindset a little bit situationally, just put that ball in play in those key situations and make the defense make the play. All right, talk to me about Jordy Ball, one of the best in America. We already knew that. She comes back from the knee injury. She's pitching good. She's hitting good. She's playing really, really well so far. What are your thoughts? What's your take on Jordy Ball so far this softball season?
I mean, Jordy has been just as good as everyone has anticipated, which is basically outstanding, right? She has been pitching great. She has six home runs. She didn't that much at Oklahoma, but she's been hitting pretty much every game here. And she's been playing first base too and made some great plays at first base. So she's just an all around incredible athlete and softball player. But along with that, right, like Jordy has been great in our games. Like, for example, like Duke, right, where she was throwing a no-hitter throughout 7 innings. She had 2 of Nebraska's 5 hits, even though they weren't hitting that well. She was getting most of the balls in, and then they lost. So, like, as great as Jordy is, softball is a team sport, and she needs a little bit more support around her. But also, Nebraska has the pieces to do that. They just need to get going here.
So I got a speculatory question for you, because Jordy Ball hit her first ever home run here at Nebraska, not at Oklahoma. You said she didn't bat much there. I believe she's number 2 on the team in home runs. She has one of the highest batting averages. And I know Oklahoma was just freaking loaded. 4 straight national titles. But help me out. Why did she not hit more at Oklahoma? The girl can hit. You got any thoughts or ideas or speculation on why she didn't bat more with the Sooners?
The only thing I can really think of is just Oklahoma's just loaded. Like, and they have been for a long time, but those teams that Jordy was on were outstanding, right? She won 2 national championships there. But also, like, I'm sure she's always been a really good batter, even in high school, but maybe she's just really taken this in stride, and maybe she works on it even more in Nebraska, and that has helped her kind of find her flow here.
I always thought it was interesting because the best pitchers I knew growing up, were almost always the best hitters too, yet they get to a higher level way more often than not. They quit hitting, and I'm like, wait, you don't – well, softball is a little bit different, but in baseball, you don't pitch every single day. Like, you can't spend those other days hitting. I never understood why, like – I mean, Shohei Ohtani is beyond a unicorn, but, like, why a pitcher can't keep hitting as they're going up the ranks. That never made sense to me. I did both growing up, but I digress. All right, football recruiting. Mm-hmm. What is the latest news? What is some of the latest intel that people may or may not know that you can share with the fine folks?
Yeah, so with football, they've got some guys that they've got on the radar here. And I would say, like, the most recent one that we've got is cornerback Danny Odem has scheduled his official visits at Nebraska. And he is a 6-foot, 250-pound cornerback from Orlando, but he will be here June 20th to the 22nd, and that'll be really good for Nebraska to get him in because he knows Nebraska assistant coach Addison Williams, who's their new quarterback coach. So that will be a good one for them to get in.
Well, Abby, I appreciate you taking the time to join us today. We'd love to have you out again at some point in the near future.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we come back. We'll go through those last 2 clips from Matt Rhule's most recent interview. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to home insurance, GEICO works for you. And since I'm the GEICO Gecko, I work for you too.
Hey, Gecko, could you DJ my workout?
I got you, Derek. I know you like them sweet beats on leg day. Great home gym, by the way.
That's fire, Gecko.
I call this remix. Bundle your home and car insurance so you can save and get coverage that grows with you.
Oh, yeah. Rolls right off the tongue. And you know what else I like?
Air horn.
Oh, yeah.
Let GEICO work for you. Get more with GEICO.